speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Our first question for tonight deals with women's role in the church, I believe at least in part. And the question as it is presented says, is it wrong to worship with women who say amen? And that's right, during the worship assembly. And in that, you and I know, according to what the Bible identifies in regard to women's role in the church when it comes to the worship assembly, is that God does not allow women to lead in worship. I've actually been in some settings, and I trust that I'm not alone, where that I have said such, and some women have become offended by that. And they say, well, I am an equal to a man, and therefore I ought to be able to participate the same as what a male participates in the worship service. And I will say that indeed we are all equal in the fact that both men and women have been created after the very image of God, and in that we are equal in the fact that there is a soul that is within us that is given to us from God, that hence both of us, male and female alike, we live our lives in compliance to the will of God. From that perspective, we are seen as equal in the sight of God. But at the same time, whenever it comes to roles in the home, roles in the church, there are differing roles and responsibilities that God has laid upon us. And whenever it comes to worship, God very specifically identifies is that women do not have the role of leadership in the church or also in worship assembly. Faithful men are commissioned by God, commanded by God, in fact, that we are to lead in worship. Women are commanded to properly adorn themselves in public worship. And I'm drawing these first two answers to the question from the context of what the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 8. And where he says, in regard to men leading in services, he said, I desire therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hand without wrath and doubting. Friends, that's in the context of the public worship assembly. He goes on then, in like manner, also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel and propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing. What is God identifying? And not only whenever it comes to the worship assembly must women adorn themselves or dress themselves modestly, because worship is supposed to be about God. It's not supposed to be about our flashy wear or attire or drawing attention to us, but rather the attention is supposed to be upon God. And then where he also identifies is that we are to, and women in this context, to present themselves in a reverence, in a state of reverence before God in the worship assembly. He goes on then in verse 10 to get into answering the question as to women's role. He says, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. Let a woman learn in silence with all submission. The word silence there, as it is given in the original language, carries with it the idea, let me bring up the Greek translation on that, carries with it rest, quiet, tranquility. It carries the idea is that she is to learn in a quiet and meek manner. Not complete silence, because if it required her to be completely silent, she could not participate in areas of worship where that she must be vocal. And we'll talk about that here in a minute. God also, though, in this context, identifies is that women, they are not given over to teach or to have authority over a man, but again, to learn in silence. Does it mean complete silence, that she is prohibited from saying anything at all? The Scripture goes on to identify outside of this context. And not only is it important for us to understand the immediate context of what is said in any given passage or series of passages, but then also what is said in the broader context of the New Testament Scripture about this matter. Women are commanded to verbally participate in the song service. As Joel led us just a few moments ago in the song service, I'm grateful that we had women also engaging in the song service. Number one, it's pretty, but also, and above this, It is commanded by God. As a congregation, mutually, we are to speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, men and women alike. And if she is to be completely silent in the assembly during worship service, then she would not be able to do what God expects all to do whenever it comes to our song service. Another area where that we need to understand that she has an opportunity and a right, privilege, and command to be verbal, and that is she is to teach in the Great Commission. She is to assist. And how can she do that? She can do that privately. She can do that with other ladies. She can do that also with her husband. As we would note from Priscilla and Aquila, a husband and wife team going about as they both sat down and taught Apollos, as he had taught wrongly concerning the baptism of John versus the baptism of Christ. And in that then too, she can participate publicly. I believe that if she would even be in the presence of another male and he were to ask her to her thoughts on this, or she had anything to add. The idea is that she is not to usurp the authority over the male. And hence, in that situation, he has given her an opportunity to add to the discussion. And I believe that the same would be true whenever we would be in a class setting. In our class settings, oftentimes I will open that up for a discussion. And not only do we have men who participate during that time frame, we also have women who participate. And during that time, they are not usurping the authority. In that, ladies, let me say, is that you need to be very careful in that, because I've heard of situations where that the woman has tried to take over the class. And under those circumstances, it would be wrong. But if she is participating, if she is asking a question, or if she is helping to bring to light a scripture, and it is still under the guidance of the male who is teaching that class, then I do not believe that there would be anything wrong with that. Another area that God identifies is that she is permitted to speak, and that is in the raising of the family. The man, the husband, is told that he is to take the leading role in raising the family according to the will of God. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. And while he has a leading role in that, the wife also has a role to play. They are to work together by instructing their children, not only teaching them, sitting down with them and teaching them, but I believe also from their examples. So therefore, by the things that I have said, based out of everything that I would understand teaches in Scripture, if a lady would speak up in class, hence she is not usurping the authority. And then also then, I would take the position that if she were to say amen, or that is right during the worship service, is that she would not be usurping authority. Literally, to say amen is to say I agree. And to say that's right would be also to say I agree. And if she is merely in agreement with what is being said, is she usurping authority? Absolutely not. In fact, what she's saying is that I do agree with the one who is standing before us as an authoritative figure bringing the lesson. I'm in complete agreement with that. Now let me go on to explain, though, my feelings on this. Is that I believe that there is a time and a place for that. Within a congregation where that it is not said, within a congregation where that others would feel uncomfortable with that, then she needs to be very careful about expressing that her amen or her that's right, because hence people can easily become offended. Usually whenever I have had opportunities to speak in a predominantly black congregation, they are very vocal, very expressive with the amens. You'll get the men especially saying, amen, brother, preach it, brother. And in that, on one occasion, whenever we were down in Jacksonville, Florida, and preaching, and I was getting amens all over the place from the men and even some of the ladies, they brought cold chills down my spine, and I said, now, you got to be careful saying, preach it, or preach it, brother, amen, to a preacher, because that's like saying, sick him to a bulldog. In the black congregations, from a cultural standpoint, it is very common. And therefore, it's not out of place. In some congregations, it would be very much out of place. And therefore, I believe that those things also need to be taken into consideration.